Radio. Lewis Black on Mornings Edition tomorrow.
Oh, I wish you a happy lunch.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, I love to eat it every day.
And if you ask me what I'll say,
Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer Original Bologna has quality meat, no fillers. For bologna you feel good about, you can count on Oscar.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, in the nude for acting up. AIDS activists stripped naked today opposite the site of the Republican National Convention next week. They demanded President Bush make good on a promise to help HIV-positive people in the world's poorest countries. Two clothed members of ACT UP climbed atop a media van at West 33rd Street opposite Madison Square Garden in New York City and held up a sign that read, W, drop the debt, stop AIDS. Then nine others standing in the street took off all their clothes and a tenth protested in her underwear. Police say they arrested 11 people. Anti-war group saying today, despite a New York court ruling that forbids a Central Park rally on Sunday, protesters could still gather at the park on the eve of the Republican National Convention. The group called United for Peace and Justice says it will hold a march on Sunday with permits that passes convention venue Madison Square Garden and then goes to Union Square in Manhattan. And then people would decide for themselves where to go, perhaps including Central Park. A state judge yesterday sided with the city, saying the rally that could draw 250,000 people could wreck the lawn in any way the group had filed too late. United for Peace and Justice saying Jesse Jackson, filmmaker Michael Moore, and actor Danny Glover among those expected to join the march. 60 international journalists abducted by Iraqi police last night in the city of Najaf. Police officers burst into the hotel rooms of these 60 journalists, firing rifles into the air, shouting abuse, dragging off many at gunpoint from the Najaf Sea Hotel. The Najaf police chief telling the journalists they were being detained because an Arab satellite channel had reported that Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani was about to arrive in Najaf to lead a demonstration. The journalists released in less than an hour. Several different media organizations, including the BBC, are preparing a formal protest. The government in Iraq going along with a peace deal for Najaf. The country's state minister says they're accepting the deal worked out today by Iraq's top Shiite cleric, Sistani. He says U.S. and coalition forces will pull out of Najaf as soon as the country's interim prime minister tells them to leave. The Iraqi also says his government will not try to arrest radical cleric Muqtadir al-Sadr. His followers have been in fierce fighting in Najaf with U.S. and Iraqi forces. The Iraqis apparently backing down from that earlier demand that al-Sadr's militia disband to become a political party. They're now saying only his fighters should put down their weapons. And the Bush campaign says there'll be plenty of time for debates later. They rejected John Kerry's suggestion today that Kerry and Bush have a debate every week between now and the election on issues like education, health care, and national security. There are three debates scheduled. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution Starts Now.
There's a special place you go for painting and decorating, your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. And during bonus days, you'll find special deals, too. Thursday through Saturday only, save an extra 10% on your entire purchase at Sherwin-Williams. That's an additional 10% off our regular and sale prices on paint, stains, wallpaper, and tools. When it comes to paint and wallpaper, it's what we do, it's all we do. Ask how? Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Excludes duration exterior coating.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Hey, this is Liz from Unfiltered. Next week, we're going Wi-Fi, broadcasting live on location, 9 to noon.
Yes, Porter's Restaurant at 7th Avenue between 22nd and 23rd is the unfiltered liberal oasis. So don't just waste your time dodging rubber bullets. Come and join us as we rage against the elephants with Unfiltered at Porter's Restaurant. Come and hang out with us.
That's right. Join me, Chuck D, along with Liz and Rachel at Porter's Restaurant on August 30th through September 2nd from 9 until noon. Unfiltered, live from the trenches, y'all.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. As usual, if you'd like to join in the discussion, you can certainly do so. The phone number is 866-303-2270. And as we always do, we certainly invite right-wingers or Republicans or conservatives to participate in the program. That invitation, for the most part, usually falls on deaf ears. Occasionally, we'll have someone who wants to identify themselves as a conservative call in, and the conversation immediately goes into the tank. So if you can maintain a coherent discussion, we'd love to have you, okay? Truly. Tonight's show, we're going to examine a bit of reality versus fantasy. There's what President Bunny Pants thinks and says. That's a fantasy. Then there are the data and the facts, which directly contradict Bush's magical fantasy world. We're talking, of course, about the economic news that came out today from the Census Bureau. He is just running this country into the ground, isn't he? I don't think there's been anything like it since the Reagan years? I don't know. It's astonishing what's going on. And 50% of the American people still support this guy. It's pretty incredible. But, again, I think it's because of two things: our willful ignorance as a population, and also the utter and abject failure of media to inform us. But the number of Americans living in poverty increased last year by 1.3 million people.
The ranks of the uninsured swelled by 1.4 million. Now, this is according to the Census Bureau, which has at its head a man appointed by George W. Bush. The report was issued today. Normally, the report comes out later, September. But they didn't want the report to come out too close to the election, so they released it today. Right? Let's get it out. Get it out. Go ahead. Get it out. This is the third straight annual increase for both categories, unemployed and uninsured. Third straight year. Now, George Bush says, well, you know, I inherited a recession, which is an utter lie. If you lived through the 90s, you know that's not true. You know that's not true. Was there corporate chicanery and malfeasance in certain areas of the economy during the 90s? Well, of course. Was most of it perpetrated by contributors to the Republican Party? Yeah. But the fact is, Bush didn't inherit anything except black ink and an economy that was doing fine, thank you, until he decided to write off $7 trillion to his class. So for the third straight year, the number of Americans living in poverty increased. The number of Americans without insurance increased. Approximately 35.8 million of us live below the poverty line. Now, keep in mind, these numbers are from 2003. It's worse now. It takes 8 months to correlate all the numbers and get them out. 12.5% of our population. That's up from 34.5 million. So it went from 34.5 to 30, almost 36%, or 36 million. Now, the rise, of course, was more, as it always is, more dramatic for children. 13 million children living in poverty last year, or almost 18% of our population. That's an increase of about a million from the year before. How about this? This is Bush's economic policies. Now, what constitutes poverty according to the Census Bureau? Think about this for a second. For a family of four, it means that you have to be making less than $18,810 a year. For two people, it's $12,000. Think about that for a second. $18,810 for a family of four. It's astonishing. You know what the poverty cutoff point should be in this country? About $40,000 a year for a family of four, right? Shouldn't it? Of course it should. But we go with these bogus numbers. If you are making below $18,810, you're considered living below the poverty line if you are a member of a family of four. Insane. In 2002, 43.5 million of us did not have health insurance. Last year, 45 million. And once again, uninsured rates for children show the biggest incline. Now, there is so many states have something called the Children's Health Insurance Programs. Here in Georgia, it's called Peach Care Kids. Peach, like this is a peach state. And today I read in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that the Republican governor of this state is slashing the budget for Medicaid coverage for children. 46,000 kids here in Georgia are going to be thrown off the rolls. And Georgia's not unique. These are poor kids. They have no place to get health insurance. Their parents can't find work. So punish the children. The median household income, which is 43 grand a year, when adjusted for inflation, remains basically flat. That's a little bit misleading. The numbers actually declined, according to who? Well, it says here. It's reported by the Associated Press. Median family income actually fell by $282 per family, or 0.6%. The Census Bureau calls that a statistically insignificant decrease. But to the family that lost the $300, it probably is significant, wouldn't you think? During the years Bush has been in office, 5.5 million people have lost health insurance and 4.5 million have fallen into poverty. Now, what about the job? You know, we're 1.5 million jobs behind. Bush likes to say, well, you know, I had a terror attack, I had a war, I had the recession. That's why I can't find my ass with both hands. It's because of all those things. I think I'm doing great. You know, I'm doing great. So 5 million people have lost health insurance. So 4.5 million have fallen into poverty. It's not my fault. They ought to have rich family members like I do to bail them out. They ought to have the Saudi royal family to bail them out. They ought to have the Bin Laden family to bail them out. They ought to have investors in Texas to put me in charge of our baseball team. That's what they ought to have. He doesn't care. Now, Bush administration officials, you see, are saying, well, now, wait a minute. You know, some of this blame falls on Congress. Hello? Hello? Congress is in the hands of Republicans. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson said Bush was focusing now on proposals that would reduce the cost of health insurance for businesses. Huh? Well, that's nice. He's focusing on proposals. Well, let's see. Down here at Prairie Chapel, here on my vacation, I'm focusing on proposals that'll reduce the cost of health insurance for businesses. That's according to Tommy Thompson. Well, good, Tommy. We out here in the real world are really glad to know that. Now, the Bush crime family obviously was trying to play down the bad news by releasing these reports a month earlier than usual. They normally come out separately. One on poverty and income, the other on insurance, separately in late September. But, oh no, late September, that's only 6 weeks from the election. You know, maybe a few Americans who support Bush and who are being hammered by all this will not forget it in those 6 weeks. So get it out now. Because the Bush crime family understands that you and I do not retain information like this. And we are ignorant because we have a media that fails to serve us. The census director, Lewis Kincannon, a Bush appointee, denied politics play any role in this at all. No. Had nothing to do with that. Here, look over here. Don't look there. Look over here. Look over here. Look over there. More information on this coming back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Hey, fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Hey, the baby's asleep?
Yep, just you and me.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Hey, folks, when the mood's right, make it a Spartan night. So sheer she'll think it's all you. Standard attention, private, with Spartan.
What was that?
A commercial.
Oh.
Life isn't like this. Radio shouldn't be either. Introducing Sirius Satellite Radio at Radio Shack. Over 120 channels of news, talk, and sports, including 65 commercial-free music channels from ABBA to Zappa. Sirius Satellite Radio, now at Radio Shack.
Want to go back to high school?
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to what we're sure will be our greatest year at Rydell.
Not even a little? Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
What was that ruckus?
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Now you can go back to high school without really going back to high school. Watch AMC's Back to School Movie Marathon, a whole day of your favorite high school movies, like The Breakfast Club, Grease, and 16 Candles. Starts this Sunday at 12 noon, 11 Central, only on AMC.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Without the tax relief package, there would have been a deficit, but there wouldn't have been the commensurate the kick to our economy that occurred as a result of the tax relief.
You go, George. Oh, you go, you doofus. All right, back to some of this economic news reported by the Census Bureau, not by some a bunch of communist liberal think tanks, but the United States Census Bureau, run by a Bush appointee. 14 of the so-called battleground states have seen a steep decline in median household income. Huh? States like Michigan, Maine, Missouri, Oregon, Iowa. In the biggest battleground states in the country, the income has declined by more than the national average amount. The national average amount is about $300 per family, or 0.6%. But in Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, Nevada, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Washington, all had median household income declines greater than the national average. And five of these so-called battleground states have the dubious distinction of top 10 status in terms of declining household income in 2003. Michigan, $5,387 decline in median household income. Maine, $3,947. Missouri, $3,167. Oregon, $2,918. Iowa, $2,889. Now we're talking real money, aren't we, hunter seekers? Well, not if you're in the top 10%. That's lunch money. But for folks that are working for wages like I am, and probably you are, $5,000, $3,000, $2,000 in a year? Yeah, that's money. 16 of the so-called battleground states see the number of uninsured people increase. 14 of the battleground states see poverty rates increase. Nevada saw the second largest increase in the country behind South Dakota. It just goes on and on. Why do 50% of Americans still support this administration? Oh, I could take the easy answer and say they're crazy, psychopathic, dumb, stupid, nutballs. But maybe it's because they are willfully ignorant and because we have a media that does not get this information out. I've been watching the news today. I think I saw Wolf Blitzer, the former U-boat commander, talking about, well, a million more people on poverty. End of story. Let's move on now. Let's move on. Let's have Candy Crowley tell us what John McCain did yesterday or last year or 35 years ago. Oh, and by the way, the Scott Peterson trial is right on target. Michigan. Michigan's poverty rate increased, as did the percentage of people in the state lacking health insurance. A political science professor at Michigan State University said, quote, it's hard to see how these numbers can help Bush. But Mr. Bush often cites other numbers that work more to his advantage. What is more precise than knowing that your income is going down, than knowing that you've slipped into poverty, than knowing that if your kid gets sick, you are screwed because you can't do anything about it? What numbers work more than those numbers, huh? Incredible. Texas? Texas again leads the nation in the number of uninsured. A quarter of Texans lack health insurance. Once again, leading the nation. We talked about this in 1999 and 2000 when I was working at that godforsaken WLS in Chicago before Bush was ever elected. Hey, people, don't vote for this clown. Do you not understand? Texas leads the country in every nasty statistic you can think of.
We don't care. We like him. He's going to stop abortions.
Texas's uninsured population reached 25%. Think about that. Healthcare providers in that state say they're struggling to keep up the masses of uninsured patients. And it's increasing. It's going up. They say it's putting a strain on the community's resources. Well, I would hope to shout. An example, in Arlington, Texas, volunteers treat at a free clinic there. Volunteers treat about 100 patients a week, most of them uninsured. Patients usually begin lining up at the entrance at 7 a.m., hoping for a few minutes with a doctor or a free sample of prescription medicine. According to the Star-Telegram, Dallas newspaper, the clinic's volunteers screen patients for high blood pressure and diabetes, provide treatment for chronic diseases, and care for infections and common ailments. But without lab facilities, they can't offer many of the staples of physical exams, like tests for high cholesterol, pap smears, mammograms, checks for thyroid disease. Huh? You don't have to deal with that, do you? I damn sure don't. No. My union provides me with the best possible insurance. So does the company I work for now. Air America. I've got health insurance. Do you? Of course you do. What about the people who don't? 45 million of us don't have it. Joyce Thomas, an Arlington security guard, visited the clinic this week with a chronic condition affecting her reproductive system. It got worse. She said she had tried taking Tylenol and propping up her feet, but the symptoms didn't improve. She's 43. She says she's never had health insurance that covered routine care, so she has learned to, quote, get on the phone and call around for organizations that can help her. She said, I worry all the time. This is a woman who is working. She's a security guard. What do you suppose she's guarding? Huh? What corporate office do you think this woman is guarding while her uterus falls out onto the ground? Huh? Jesus.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
The question is not whether New York is ready for the Republican National Convention. It's whether the Republican National Convention is ready for us.
First of all, this isn't their town.
George Bush insists we are safe.
I love to hear Republicans won.
Our president is an idiot.
It is not anti-American to criticize America.
This is what Republicans do. They're destroyers.
Air America Radio is venturing deep into the heart of the beast, and you'll hear it live all day, every day. Air America's coverage of the Republican National Convention, from the podium to the protests. It all starts Monday on Air America Radio.
Twenty-seven before the hour. So John Kerry was at a town hall meeting today in Anoka, Minnesota, while Bush is out on his economic destruction tour. We'll have a little bit of sound here from both. We're going to start with John. You got to love how Kerry subtly invites Manor Monkey to bring it on in a weekly debate about domestic issues. Weekly debate? Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah, Bush will go for that. Remember how his campaign scratched and clawed to limit his debates with Gore to only three? I'd be surprised if Kerry gets three. But anyway, here's John issuing the standard invitation, tossing down the gauntlet, playing politics, whatever you want to call it, but here it is.
America deserves a discussion like we're having here today, which I'm prepared to have with this president every single week from now until the election. Let's go out to the American people. Let's spend 1 week on health care, and the president and I can meet somewhere. We could have a discussion, a debate. We could stand up. We can share our thoughts about how we're going to deal with health care. Then we could do it about education and how we're going to deal with education. Then we could do it on national security and how we're going to make America strong. Then we could do it on the environment and how we're going to protect the environment. I'm prepared to do that. Let's meet every week from now to the election and talk about the real issues facing Americans that will strengthen our country and make America great again.
Forget it, Senator. Forget it. Bush would have to put down his Game Boy and leave his Prairie Chapel. And you want him to do that every week from now to the election? Oh, come on. Come on. Nice try, Senator Kerry, and I certainly do support you, but no, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Now, that was responded to by a Bush campaign spokes geek, a guy named Steve Schmidt, who said, well, during the next few weeks, John Kerry should take the time to finish the debates with himself. You like that one? And besides, this election presents a clear choice to the American people between a president who's moving America forward and a senator who has taken every side of almost every issue. That's the response to the challenge. And, Senator, you knew it would probably be something like that, huh? He's moving the country forward, right, Steve? Hey, Steve Schmidt, look at your own Census Bureau. What are you, blind? You jack-legged freak? Look at the numbers. They came out today. A month early. Take a look, Steve. The country's in a hellhole. Forget about the debacle you thugs have caused in Iraq. Forget about the disrespect now shown to the United States, the contempt around the world that you freaks have developed for us. Just take a look inside our own borders. Well, by the way, Kerry today... yesterday, won the endorsement of, oh, here we go again, 10 Nobel Prize-winning economists. Oh, who cares about them, right? 10 Nobel Prize-winning economists sent him a letter saying that they endorse him and saying the Bush administration had, quote, embarked on a reckless and extreme course that endangers the long-term economic health of our nation, unquote. But what do they know? They're only economists, and they only are Nobel Prize-winning economists, so they don't mean anything. Not to George Bush. Jesus Christ tells Bush what kind of an economy to foist on the American people. He goes and prays. And Christ appears to him and says, well, George, here's what you need to do. Since when I was alive, George, before they nailed me up on a cross, before Mel Gibson beat the living hell out of me and made me go through all that, I was in favor of rich people, George. That's what my whole mission on earth was about. It was about rich people. Oh, I know the liberals got a hold of the New Testament and spun it and made me say things like blessed are the poor and crap like that. But I didn't mean it, George. I meant rich people. So here's what you do. Don't listen to the Nobel Prize winning economists. Listen to me. I'm Jesus Christ, George. And you said 4 years ago that I'm the philosopher that has the most effect on you. So you and I have an understanding, George. We know what it is. So here's what you do. Cut a great big tax increase. Let me think. About $7 trillion for the wealthy in this country because I love the wealthy. You know, somebody said that I said, easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man enter into heaven. Ah, bat crap. That never happened. Somebody else said that I said, suffer the little children to come into me, for such is the kingdom of God. Nonsense, George. I never said that. Screw the little children. Cut more from the children health care plans. Cut it, George. You and I are in this together, buddy. Huh? And you're doing my work, and you're doing it fine. I can't wait till we slaughter the Catholics and the Jews and the apostate Protestants and the Muslims. And once you get that slaughter going, George, I'll come back. In the meantime, don't listen to the 10 Nobel Prize-winning economists, George. Listen to me, because I'm Jesus Christ, and you told the world that I am your numero uno philosopher. Anyway, back to the 10 Nobel Prize-winning economists. They cited poorly designed tax cuts that, instead of creating new jobs, turned budget surpluses into enormous budget deficits. They also mentioned a fiscal irresponsibility that threatens the long-term economic security of our nation. Do you understand that? Yeah, I hate economic crap too, right? Just how much is in my pay envelope this week? I don't give a damn. That's what most of us are about, right? Hey, can I pay the bills this week? So it doesn't mean anything. When you have 10 Nobel Prize-winning economists saying that Bush is destroying this country, not just today, but ending whatever economic security that we might be able to establish for ourselves, reject it. What do they know? They're economists. They're Nobel Prize-winning economists. They don't know squat. Listen to George. George has got the truth. He's out on his 8-state economic destruction tour. You know, layoffs, outsourced jobs, less pay for more work, cut overtime. Hey, Jesus told me to tell you all this. These are the stories that are not going to make it past the security guards and into his rallies, the stories about layoffs and outsourced jobs and less pay for more work. And Kathy, when you did the sound bites tonight of George Bush, I hope you got the people applauding him. Huh? Bush is fulfilling America's promise. That's what he calls it. I call it the economic destruction tour. But he calls it the fulfilling America's promise tour. What does that mean? Does that mean we were promised lower pay, lost jobs, more of us in poverty, more of us without health insurance? Is that what that means, fulfilling America's promise? His tour is going to take him to states where 250,000 jobs have been lost since he took office. Since last month, 24,000 jobs disappeared in these states. He was in New Mexico today, right? Albuquerque, Las Cruces, Farmington. Last time he was in Albuquerque, Bush promised the economy was turning around. According to the Albuquerque Journal, President Bush touted his tax cuts for moving the U.S. economy forward and defended his decision to invade Iraq to 1,100 New Mexicans during a campaign stop in Albuquerque on Wednesday. He said, "I'll focus on getting out of this recession, which should help the economy grow so people can find work, and we're making progress." But New Mexico actually lost jobs that month. That was in June. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released the jobs numbers. The statistics show that New Mexico actually lost jobs that month. And New Mexico wages are actually shrinking. According to America Coming Together at their website, if you haven't been to their website, you ought to go there. In New Mexico, having a job doesn't mean you can truly make a living. For example, one sector that has grown under Bush, the retail trade sector, you know, clerks, counter workers, stuff like that, that sector has added jobs, but the wages have shrunk and continue to. So while more people are employed at fast food lunch counters, the employee is earning less. The retail trade sector, store clerks, added 1,900 jobs in the last year, but the average weekly earnings for workers in this sector dropped $7.79 or 2.3%. Quest.
Okay, all right, Mike, come on. You're talking about fast food clerks. That's not fair. Talk about high tech. Talk about good stuff.
Okay. How about Quest?
Quest Vice President of Consumer Sales, Al Roberts, met with affected employees Tuesday to confirm that Quest will close the center on November 19th. He told them they could apply for transfers to a recently expanded Quest call center in Portland, Oregon, or to other Quest centers. About $14 million in annual payroll will disappear from the Albuquerque economy when Telecom Quest finally shuts down its local call center in November, according to the union that represents Quest employees. By the way, Quest has been looking at offshoring jobs to India since last April.
Quest Vice President of Consumer Sales Al Roberts said Quest and Unisys separately this week made moves to offshore jobs to India. Quest is looking into the possibility of outsourcing work from its 4,000 employee information technology department. Blah, blah, blah. So in New Mexico today, right there he was, Bush speaking about his glorious tax cuts and how they've saved the economy. Don't you love the part here where he talks about Kerry's spending plan when Bush has spent more money and enlarged the federal government more than any Democrat in history, including Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Do you understand that? George W. Bush has added more federal employees than any president since FDR, and FDR was in the middle of a global depression.
Well, where'd he do that, Mike?
Well, the Transportation Safety Authority, Homeland Security, it just goes on and on. Plus, he's plunged this country into what, if we were a corporation, we would be in bankruptcy. If we were a family, we would be on welfare. As soon as we come back, we'll have President Bunny Pants here in Farmington, New Mexico today, where he talks about his booming economy.
Crumbling around me. Why does everything cost so much money? Could somebody please help out my family? My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break, he works all day every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money to take care of his baby.
Get ready, the revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The revolution starts now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 service pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Ten before the hour. So here he is, Bunny Pants, in Farmington, New Mexico today, one of three campaign stops in New Mexico. And keep in mind, when he talks about Kerry's spending plan, Bush, who has driven this country into bankruptcy, who has spent more taxpayer money and enlarged the federal government more than any Democrat in history.
In order to make sure we keep jobs here in America, we got to keep your taxes low. And we got to be wise about how we spend your money. I'm running against a fellow who's already made over $2.2 trillion worth of new promises. And we're just getting started. We're coming down the stretch. You know how tempting it is to get out in front of people and make promise after promise. But he hadn't told us how he's going to pay for it. Well, he said he's just going to tax the rich. You've heard that kind of language before, haven't you? Yeah. Just remember why we got all those accountants and lawyers out there. There's not enough money to tax the rich to pay for all his promises. If he gets elected, he's going to tax you, but the good news is we're not going to let him get elected.
Sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like somebody standing up there saying death to the Jews in German, doesn't it? How can people... Oh, well, I ask it too many times, how people can support something like this Bush crime family that is utterly and absolutely destructive to this country in every single way you can imagine. Now, listen to this, his fabulous economic achievements. Is he totally nuts? Or doesn't he even read the reports from his own Census Bureau?
Because we acted, our economy since last summer has grown at a rate as fast as any in nearly 20 years. Because we acted, we've created about 1.5 million new jobs over the past 12 months. Because we acted, the national unemployment rate is 5.5%. Because we acted, the unemployment rate in your great state is 5.3%. Because we acted, the people of this country are working.
Because we acted, the people of this country are working. Where? In one of those great manufacturing jobs at McDonald's? Now listen to this litany of excuses as to why American jobs are going overseas. George Bush is never responsible for anything. If the Bin Laden family or the Saudi royal family or the Bush crime family can't bail his useless, worthless ass out, he just blames someone else. Why not take responsibility, Mr. Bush, for something on your watch? Anything on your watch. Anything.
In order to make sure American jobs stay here in America, we need less regulations on our employers. You ask your small business neighbor what it's like to fill out the paperwork, they'll say it's quite onerous. My problem is I can't promise anybody in Washington's ever read the paperwork. We need tort reform to keep jobs here in America.
What?
To make sure people can find good work here at home, we need an energy policy. In order to keep jobs here at home, we got to make sure other nations treat us in trade the way we treat them. Our markets are open for other products, for products from other countries because it's good for consumers.
Oh, my God. Did you hear the guy in all three of those sound bites? Do you hear the two or three people? If you saw the pictures today, he's standing in what looks like a pit where they auction off bulls out west. And then the crowd is out there, and there's three or four. You ever been to a used car auction where there'll be three or four people wandering through the crowd? You know, you have 100 to 150, mostly men, go to these used car auctions, mostly car dealers. Used car dealers, which are, as a group, some of the most vile people on the planet. And they'll have three or four people walking through the crowd. The way I saw it, they'll have a chunk of 2x4 and a rubber hose, and they'll hit the 2x4 with the rubber hose, the touts. They call them the touts. And when the auctioneer said, "All right, I got this 1953 Ford here, and why don't we bid on it? Give me $100 now, $100. And then these touts walk through the crowd slamming that piece of 2x4 with the hose going, "Hut! Hut! Hut!" You know, trying to whip up the crowd. Play one of those three sound bites again, Kathy. I don't care what one, but listen, you'll hear the touts in the crowd go, "Hut! Hut!" Listen, go ahead.
In order to make sure American jobs stay here in America, we need less regulations on our employers. You ask your small business neighbor what it's like to fill out the paperwork, they'll say it's quite onerous. My problem is I can't promise anybody in Washington's ever read the paperwork. We need tort reform to keep jobs here in America. To make sure people can find good work here at home, we need an energy policy. In order to keep jobs here at home, we got to make sure other nations treat us in trade the way we treat them.
You see what I'm saying? Hut! 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 Just like at a used car auction. Hut! Soon as Bush says what is supposed to be an applause line. These toads. Hut! The only thing missing, I saw it today, I watched it, the only thing missing was that piece of 2x4 and the rubber hose. Huh! They used the rubber hose and the 2x4 outside to keep the protesters away. Get your liberal ass away from here, these are real Americans. Get on, you got a ticket? Let me see it. There, now you got two tickets. God. It doesn't matter what the economic news is. It doesn't matter that we're approaching 1,000 dead U.S. soldiers and Marines in Iraq. It doesn't matter that 35,000 civilians have been blown to pieces. None of this stuff penetrates this guy. None of it. You know why? Because he knows that we are stupid. He knows that we are ignorant, some of it willful, and some of it because we have a news media that is nothing more than a collection of prostitutes who will not take on this administration and give the American public the truth. Won't do it. Won't do it. Oh, they'll sit there for hours and talk about the Swift Boats for God lies about John Kerry. Oh, hell yeah. It'll dominate every single program. But will they talk about this? Will they talk about the slide of this country into poverty? No, who wants to hear that? Let's talk about Vietnam. That's really relative. You know, because that lying son of a bitch John Kerry, he's got to be exposed. That's what we need to talk about here. This American media. Poverty? Uninsured? Jobs going to hell? Wages falling? Death in Iraq? Americans coming home in boxes? Oh, no. No, 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 no. We will not talk about that. Not at all. Hey, did you hear what happened at the Scott Peterson murder trial today? Damn, I'll tell you. I don't know what this country's coming to. You know, there's Scott Peterson up there, and they played all these tapes the other day between him and his girlfriend. I'll tell you, man, I just it really affects my life to hear that. I don't know what the... You know.
ready? The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The Revolution Starts Now.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Protesters in the park, an anti-war group saying today protesters could still gather in New York Central Park on the eve of the Republican National Convention on Sunday, despite a judge's ruling, it may not stage a rally there. United for Peace and Justice say Jesse Jackson, Michael Moore, and actor Danny Glover will be joining the march as well. A second group, the Anti-War Answer Coalition, which saw its appeal to stage a rally in Central Park on Saturday, rejected in a federal court earlier this week, said it's begun handing out flyers informing protesters of their right to congregate in Central Park. Meanwhile, a group of AIDS activists stripped naked in front of the convention site, demanding President Bush make good on his promise to help HIV-positive people in the world's poorest countries. Police arrested 11 people. A second federal judge has now rejected the partial birth abortion ban law. A judge in New York found that ban to be unconstitutional, the same conclusion reached by a judge in San Francisco earlier. Democrats are blaming Bush policies for new poverty and health care numbers. A Census Bureau analyst says new statistics on poverty and health care are typical for a post-recession period when job uncertainty lingers, but Democrats say those numbers are proof that Bush economic policies have failed. The Census Bureau today reported the number of Americans living in poverty grew last year by 1.3 million. The figures also show the number of people without health insurance grew by 1.4 million. John Kerry saying those numbers show how American families are falling even further behind under George Bush's watch. President Bush's reelection campaign refused a request by the U.S. Olympic Committee to pull a television ad that mentions the Olympics. Bush campaign spokesman Scott Stanzel saying the ads will continue to air through Sunday, the final day of the Athens Olympic Games. He says we're on firm legal ground to mention the Olympics to make a factual point in a political ad. But the U.S. Olympic Committee asked the Bush campaign to pull the ads, and the ad shows a swimmer and flags of Iraq and Afghanistan. Some of the players in the Iraqi Olympic soccer team complained about the ad, and the International Olympic Committee and the USOC have the authority to regulate the use of anything involving the Olympics. The Norwegian IOC representative said, "We own the rights to the Olympic name, and no one has asked us to use it." An act of Congress, last revised in 1999, grants the U.S. Olympic Committee exclusive rights to use such terms as Olympic or Olympiad, and it specifically says the organization shall be non-political and may not promote the candidacy of an individual seeking public office. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Ready or not, the Republicans are coming to town. Prepare yourself with Time Out New York, this week featuring a survival guide to the Republican National Convention. Of course, our guide is not just a run-of-the-mill convention overview. We give you a look at the whole shindig from perspectives you won't find anywhere else. Looking for something to do in the city that never sleeps? Look no further than Time Out New York. On sale at newsstands now, the Time Out New York Republican National Convention Survival Guide. Get your copy today. You can thank us later.
Great news from Domino's. Now when you buy three or more medium one-topping pizzas, you get them for just $5 each. That means three guys, three pizzas, $5 each. Or four guys, four pizzas, $5 each. You could keep on going if you wanted to. Five guys, five pizzas.
Big news from Domino's. It's the 555 deal. Buy three or more medium one-topping pizzas for just $5 each. Get the door. It's the 555 deal from Domino's. Limited time offer. Prices and terms may vary. Tax and delivery charge may be extra. Deep dish and specialty pizzas may be extra. You must ask for this offer when ordering.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Unfiltered.
It's just 2 days away from the unilateral invasion of the sovereign kingdom of New York City. But even though our streets are about to be overrun by Republicans, we're ready. We may be shocked, but we will not be awed. Plus, in the studio, the presidents of the United States of America give their peachy executive approval to our party machine.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thank you for joining us. If you have some comments now about this, the economic destruction tour that Bush is on and the facts as presented by the United States Census Bureau, which is headed by a Bush appointee, if you want to give us a call, the number is 866-303-2270. Love to hear from you. Reggie is calling from New York City. Reggie, welcome to the program. Okay, let's put Reggie on hold, and we'll go to somebody else. What you have to do, don't listen to your radio. Come, listen to us. We'll come back to you, Reggie. Give it just a second. Alan is calling from New Jersey. Alan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. We've spoken before. You hit home with me when you started talking about this latest economic data that has come out. That's incredibly shameful data. And that's all it is shameful. There's no other way to spin it. But the reason it really hit home with me is because I'm one of those poor slobs who lives below the poverty line without any health insurance. I mean, I made about, I think, tops $4,000 last year.
Dear God.
Yes.
What do you do? What are you trained to?
Well, food stamps.
No, I mean, what is your, that's $80 a week, average.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I live in a little town in the hinterlands.
Yeah, it must be little, about 8 people, right?
No, it's about 1,800. It's horribly affected by economic conditions. The county I live in is the sick man of New Jersey. Our motto is, you'll get nothing and like it. And that's what we get.
Wow. What are you trained to do? I mean, most of us are trained to do something.
I'm 27 years in the music business. As we both know, that's gone from a $44 billion a year industry to a $27 billion a year industry. That's what they report. Right. I suspect it's a lot less.
So you, what aspect of the music industry were you? Entertainer, a booker,
I toured. I was everything from a roadie to a truss climber to a sound guy to a tour manager.
And you just can't find work. I mean, I was trained to be a newspaper boy and somehow wound up in doing talk radio.
Funny how that happened.
I know.
But you know, at the end of the day, Mike, you know. I'm stuck. I don't have a car. I ended up having to move here to take care of a mother who was dying. And it's a long, ugly story, but here I am. Now, do I want to work? I'm sure that there's some, you know, anencephalic monobrow out there is going, hell, he don't want to work. Well, I do want to work. I'd fight sharks with toothpicks for a decent job. They don't exist. They do not exist. I have lots of technological experience now, you know, with computers and whatnot.
Do you still look for work?
What's that?
Do you still look for work?
I'll do anything that's legal, anything that's honest.
Well, you can't go to, then you can't take a job from the Bush administration. But
and I believe you, I turn it down. I'd rather eat gravel. You know,
Well, damn, Alan. You know, I've got a lot of people listening to this program who are struggling economically, and you know, I know what it's like. We were unemployed for 5 months.
Sure, you do.
It's hell. It's really rough. You live on savings. You live on unemployment. You cash in a few stocks if you got them. You you know, draw from your 401k if you got it. You you know, that's sort of it's rough. This is Bush. This is a Bush economy. I'll tell you what. In the 90s, I didn't have to worry about any money.
You know, no. I worked throughout most of the 90s as well. But you see, the problem is now, Mike, is once they got you down, they keep a boot on the back of your neck.
Well, that's
and
true.
And any of these Wall Street Journal types who, you know, sit around and extol the wonders of our economy, we just don't notice it. Well, there's a certain large muscle group of mine that I have that they can get right down and kiss.
All right, that's I got to go. Alan, thank you. I appreciate your call. Listen, good luck. Find a job and call us again, okay, pal?
Yeah, you take care of yourself.
All right, sir. Have a nice evening. All right, let's stay in New Jersey. Gail is calling from Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Gail, welcome to the program.
Hi. I wanted to talk to you because I'm a Republican. But before you get really excited, I'm a Republican for Kerry. In fact, we have a website, www.republicansforkerry04.org. And we have a Yahoo group, and we're not the only ones. I mean, there are a lot of Republican groups out there.
Well, Gail, let me ask you something. Help me understand this. If you're a Republican for Kerry, then why not be a Democrat? Because Kerry, like Clinton, pretty much adopts and uses Republican Party policies, whether it concerns economic policy or any sort of domestic policy. I have not seen a real Democrat in the White House since Lyndon Johnson. So my question is, why not just become a Democrat? And I'm not trying to set you up. I'm just curious about this.
It's interesting you ask me that because particularly this year, I've been asking myself that too.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, yeah, I'm 52 years old. It's not that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but,
right.
You know, I really believe in a two-party system, and I truly believe that we get the best if we have people who think a little differently ideologically, putting
mm-hmm.
their heads together and knocking it out to get the best we can. But, you know, the last Republican I voted for, president, was the first Bush,
mm-hmm.
the first time, and then I voted for Clinton.
Right.
And then I voted last year not for Bush. Again, I voted for Nader.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I wasn't really that thrilled with Gore. So, I'm a moderate Republican. I'm certain, but we have, at our group, we have conservative Republicans, because in many ways, the conservatives
mm-hmm.
are more upset
Mm-hmm.
than moderates, because like you said, Democrats the Democrats that get into power anyway are moderates.
Let me ask you something, Gail, because, you know, I bust up on Republicans pretty hard.
And we deserve it, a lot of us.
Well, and I don't make a distinction between the various gradations of Republicans. Should I?
Yes.
I should?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other problem is right now, most Republicans who do not support Bush, it's not because we're Republicans and he's a Republican and we should support him because he's a Republican. We don't consider him a Republican.
What do you consider him?
He's a neocon.
Okay.
He's a neocon. We don't, I mean, most of us don't even believe in his religiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Rove probably told him he'd get 30% of the vote if he just said he was an evangelical Christian. And, you know, I mean, he's an expedient
mm-hmm.
person who will grasp at whatever he must say, whatever, and then he will do whatever else he feels he wants to do. You know, we
right.
don't believe in any way, you know, that he really is a Republican, not in terms of what Republicans are supposed to be like.
Okay, which brings this next question. I am a traditional blue-collar, working-class Democrat. How does your moderate Republicanism, how would you say it differs from my blue-collar Democrat Democratic Party affiliation? Where do you and I differ?
Oh, I wouldn't be able to tell you that. For sure.
Okay.
I tell you why the problem is labels. The problem with labels is that everybody has a different, you know, feeling of. I mean, everybody has a different position that they come from.
Mm-hmm.
So that what in my family, what I might think is a Republican trait, you may not think is a Republican trait because the Republicans in my family believed that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hold on a minute. I'm
sure.
on the phone. I'll be right with you.
Well, let's if you got another minute. You know, I'm pro-union. Do you believe unions are good or bad for the country?
I believe they're good when they don't get out of hand.
Okay. On the abortion issue, I'm anti-abortion, but I'm pro-choice.
Well, I'm a Catholic, and
so
I don't practice.
Okay.
And I'm pro-choice. Personally, I don't know what I would do if I were in that circumstance.
But you're
But I'm pro-choice.
Okay. All right.
I'm not anti-abortion, but I'm
okay,
pro-choice.
That's two. Capital punishment, I'm against it.
I'm having a real problem with that. I was for capital punishment,
mm-hmm.
but my husband's a policeman
mm-hmm.
and a retired
policeman.
Hey,
Gail, can I get you? Can you hold on?
Yes.
I got to take a break here, but this is interesting. I'm looking for you to educate me here in this phone call, so don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
I'll come back to you right after the break.
Next time somebody laughs at you, you just tell them you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America host Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at MotherJones.com.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP now.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
If you're worried about people finding work, you better increase demand. If you're trying to create new jobs, in other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
Oh my God. 21 past the hour. We're talking with Gail, Clifton, New Jersey, Republican for Kerry. And I'm looking for Gail to, I don't know if educate me is the right word, maybe tone down some of the screaming rhetoric that I come up with here, labeling all Republicans as being agents of the devil. And so far you're doing a pretty good job, Gail. We pretty much agree on most things, though. How are you and I different? I'm a traditional blue-collar working-class Democrat. You say you're a moderate Republican, and is there a chance that there is no difference between the two of us, or have to be differences?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there are subtle differences, but we left off with capital punishment,
right.
And I always believed that humans are animals, and that, you know, if you were really, really sick, then you should be euthanized. I mean, that's what I really thought, but my husband is an ex-policeman, and he has come to show me, and he's a conservative Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has never known a Republican he couldn't vote for.
Right.
And he is not voting for Bush this year. He may not vote at all, or he may vote for Kerry, but he cannot vote for Bush, and that's extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
We have had arguments all through our lives together, but he's pointed out to me many times that the judicial system doesn't work. There are too many people going to jail and going to death that he knows even eyewitness people cannot be trusted.
Right.
So, you know, not that they want to do it wrong. You just can't do it right.
So
I'm no longer for capital punishment, not because it's mm-hmm. inhuman.
Well, I hear you. The former Republican governor of Illinois, this developed while the 4 years I spent in Chicago, but the former Republican governor there, brought an end to capital punishment when it was pointed out that possibly 14 or 15 or not possibly, 14 or 15 people who had been convicted and sentenced to death were in fact innocent. They were freed, not on technicalities, but on DNA evidence and so on and so forth. But where do you and I differ then? If you're a moderate Republican and I'm a traditional Democrat, I'm just trying to think, what about U.S. foreign policy? Do you believe that we should sign agreements, international agreements, like the Kyoto Treaty, like treaties on war crimes? Did you believe that?
That would be on an individual basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have to know exactly what we're talking about and give you a decision. I doubt that we would be very far apart. There's supposed to be a difference between conservatives and liberals.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you about moderates, but liberals are supposed to be a nurturing. They think of it from a nurturing point of view. Conservatives are supposed to think of things as having the strong father point of view. And if you think of everything, I've just started reading a book about this. If you think of everything like that, it starts to fall into place. Actually, whenever you hear somebody say, it's just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense is not common sense, especially when it comes from those two points of view. But when you get into the moderates are, my father was a blue-collar worker, and my mother came from a middle-class Republican mm-hmm. family, but she always voted Republican for presidential, you know, and Senate elections,
right.
And for local government, she voted Democrat.
Hmm.
So it's not that easy. I mean, unless you are, you know, unless you are what you are and you can't think for yourself, I think, then I believe that mm-hmm. you will just vote for whoever they tell you to vote for. But if you think, if you're a thinking person, how can you possibly?
Well,
I have friends who say to me, I hate Republicans. And I look at them and they say, oh, but not you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, Gail, because I've asked this before, purely rhetorically, and now that I have a Republican I'm actually talking with, and I have Republicans in my family. I don't mean to make it sound like I don't. I have a brother-in-law who's a former naval officer, two tours in Vietnam, and then went to Italy, and a lieutenant, just like, I don't know if Kerry was a full lieutenant or not, my brother-in-law was. And he's been a Republican all of his life. He will not vote for Bush, and if you engage him in a conversation about Bush, he starts to get red.
Yes.
And his neck veins start to pop. But he still claims he's a Republican, although he's going to vote for Kerry. Now, the fact that he and Kerry were both in the Navy at exactly the same time really has nothing to do with it as far as my brother-in-law is concerned. But the question I used to ask my brother-in-law, and let me ask you now, because you're not family, how do you get your party back?
Oh, that's what we are asking ourselves over and over and over again. And I think the first thing we have to do, in fact, November 3rd, is what I'm going to... We're probably going to splinter after the election because mm-hmm. we have such a conglomeration of Republicans that this group will probably splinter and I'll find someplace else to go or, you know, whatever. Because this November 3rd, what I have to work on is... real political reform, I mean, we really have to stop what we're doing with the big money buying our candidates and all the lobbyists. And, I mean, that's the first thing we all have to do to get all of our parties back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just, I mean, the Democrats aren't even strong Democrats. I mean, even...
I agree.
Media is ignoring, been ignoring what's going on, and I don't understand exactly what it is, I guess consolidation, but the Democrats really, there are only a handful of Democrats who stand up and say no.
Well, yeah, I certainly agree with that. Gail, I'm going to have to leave it there. This has been a very good conversation for me to have with a Republican, because I'll tell you, my attitude is just going to hell. Where it concerns Republicans, you know, and you've kind of pulled me back from the brink here just a little bit. I do respect you and thank you very much for calling this program, and thanks a lot for sharing your point of view. You make a lot of sense. Thanks, Gail. I hope you call again.
I will. Take care.
Okay,
thank
you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Look outside quick, Kathy. The last time something like this happened, a star appeared in the east.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
What's that address again?
That's AirAmericaRadio.com. Wear the air.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WEBEX.com.
I'm Mark Maron on Friday's Morning's Edition. The Republican National Convention is coming, so we're going to try to get into the mood. So Friday, we'll talk with a gun-toting, middle-class white male, and even he's voting for Kerry. He's Mark Umilli, author of Bush Unplugged, and he's going to help to brace us for the Republican Convention. That, the Friday Business Report, and our mounting terror at the prospect of the Republican Convention on Friday's Morning's Edition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 27 before the hour. John is calling from Sydney, Australia. John, welcome to the program.
G'day, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, doing fine, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm ringing you on behalf of Democrats Abroad again, which, of course, is democratsabroad.org, which can help you, anyone living overseas, help with voter registration and whatnot. Since there's only about 2 weeks left for people to get their registration in, I thought it was time for a bit of a reminder, and I have a couple of web addresses for you.
Let her rip.
Okay. First one is if you just need information for voting, it's overseasvote2004.com. You can download the forms, print them out, fill it out, mail it, and you'll get your registration back. But things need to be postmarked for most states by the 15th of September.
Okay.
Another very handy site, if someone's living anywhere and they know an American and they would like to remind them to vote, they can go to a site called www.tellanamericantovote.com, and you can put in their email address. It handles virtually any language, and we'll email them all the information they need to get registered to vote.
Okay.
And one thing that's happening with Democrats abroad, we actually have Ambassador Pete Peterson coming into the country to speak to the members of Democrats abroad, and we're also going to have him speak publicly at Martin Place, which is in Sydney. It looks like, and yet to be confirmed, the 3rd of September, and we hope to get quite a crowd, and I hope to actually have a radio report for you.
Well, that'll be great. All right. All right. Well, this is good stuff. I hope Democrats who are living not just in Australia, but the people who are listening around the world who are via the Internet, who are Democrats, have written this stuff down. Good of you to bring it up, John.
Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice, a day, evening, night? What time is it there?
It's just early afternoon here. Your lunchtime radio for us.
It is Friday?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're in the future. I'm still in Thursday night. Can you tell me what the numbers are for the Lotto South here in Georgia?
No, the papers don't come out ahead of time, sorry.
Oh, it doesn't work that way?
No, unfortunately. It does get kind of confusing when we're doing posts and we see us posting things ahead of when they've supposedly been released.
Yeah, all right. Well, John, thanks. Stay in touch, okay?
All right, we will.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Or day. Damn, too bad that didn't work that way, huh, Kathy? You could have looked in the Sydney Morning Herald and given me the numbers. We could run out, or you could, and buy a lottery ticket. You know, it is kind of sad that Americans living abroad are so freaked out about Bush that they're taking an active role in getting Democrats to send in their absentee ballots. I admire what John is doing. I really do. And John is an American, and he's, you know, obviously you can't vote in an American election unless you're an American citizen. But the fact that so many people who live in different countries are concerned about the outcome of this election. There are people who are not citizens of the United States who are trying to get Americans to vote in our own election. Think about that. I don't know if that's ever happened before, where people who are citizens of countries in which Americans happen to be staying, working, going to school, living, expatriates or whatever. And I get report after report. Well, all right, not hundreds, but I get a handful of reports from people who say, you know, my good friend, maybe he's from France or Switzerland or Norway, checked in with me and said, hey, don't forget to vote. How do you Americans do it? You have an absentee ballot. Don't forget to get one. So it is unusual. What an indictment on how we're viewed around the world. I guess it's an indictment. I don't know that it's an indictment. Maybe it's just people who are fearful that their own country is in jeopardy if this crime family that now runs the United States has another 4 years. It must be it. We're at 866-303-2. Well, why am I saying that? We don't have any open lines. Chris is calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. He's our bureau chief there. Hey, Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Chris.
Great to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you, sir. Good to hear yours.
It's been a while. But I guess I'm the one who kept emailing here, Air America, to get you back on. Anyway.
It was you, huh?
What I asked when I called in, Eric Alterman's book, What Left Wing Media, I just finished it. What a great book. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
It really, truth seekers should read this book.
Say the title again.
What Left-Wing Media?
What Left-Wing Media? Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what you're constantly hearing about, you know, on all the right
sure.
wing
sure.
who basically run all the media, you know.
Sure.
They're always talking about all the left-wing media, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically points out, you know, who all these people are. And I'm sure you've ran into some of them. I'm not sure you might even be in the book, but it's really good. And he's got a great website too,
mm-hmm.
from MSNBC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
I have.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, you can see what's gone on through the years, and you can see it coming. It's at least 30 days before this election. You're going to see it coming. I mean, they're going to go radio, TV. Print, you know, everything. They're going to do everything to get their boy back in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really sad comment on things. But I guess ever since Nixon, you know, they figured they had to buy, you know, what people hear. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I certainly agree with that. I have not read Eric Alterman's book yet. God, I'm so far behind. I'm still haven't finished What's the Matter with Kansas.
Right.
There's so many good books out right now that need to be read, and I'm just way behind. But I shall catch up. I shall get to it.
Well, check it out. And
all right, Chris. Thank you for
all truth seekers need to, you know, get tuned in on what they're being fed. And,
okay.
It's a real sad. It really makes you feel bad reading it. I mean, it kind of makes you sick to your stomach. But you see that if you're tuned in and you check out all these different things.
True. That's very true. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. The last book that made me feel good was Peter Pan. This goes back a number of years. Steve sent this to me. Please pass this along and encourage people to send an email to CNN. It's hard to believe this passes for journalism. Signed, Steve. And you know, you can notify CNN, cnn.com/feedback. But he cites two examples. Tuesday morning, Darren Kagan on the morning news show, here's what she said. And so here comes a new ad by the Swift Boat Veterans, and they're not just attacking the medals that John Kerry might have won, but they're attacking what he did after he came back from the war. Is that going to be effective? The key phrase there. You see that? See, this is the subtlety. This is what happens. They're not just attacking the medals that John Kerry might have won. Darren, what do you mean might have won? You see? You see how? Now, Darren Kagan does not write her own copy. It is written by a writer. I used to be one at CNN. And then it goes to an editor who is supposed to eliminate any bias in the scripts. And then it goes to the floor director. And then it's fed into a teleprompter. So it's read by four people, before the anchor ever reads it. So what does that mean, medals that John Kerry might have won? What does that mean? Well, it means that CNN is as biased as any and as ineffective as any other network. Miles O'Brien, who lives, what, Kathy, a stone's throw from the studio. Miles O'Brien from yesterday afternoon. Here he is. All right, we are listening to Max Cleland, former senator from Georgia, and former Lieutenant Jim Rassman, a former Green Beret, whose life was saved by John Kerry in the Mekong Delta in 1969, although that is a point of dispute given what has all transpired here with the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. It's a point of dispute, O'Brien? You've got Lieutenant Jim Rassman right there. What, he's going to lie to you, Miles, and your audience? He's going to say John Kerry saved my life when John Kerry didn't? You see how they do this? Miles O'Brien says that saving Rassman's life is a point of dispute. By whom? Who makes it a point of dispute, Miles? Your writer? Your editor? Your copy boy, the teleprompter operator, who? You see what they do? Where were we just not so long ago, Kathy? Oh, it was a fundraiser at a school, or no, a talent show at one of our friends' kids goes to a private school here in Atlanta, and so does Miles O'Brien's kid. And you know, our friend said, hey, come and see us, a talent show. You know, it's where the teachers and the parents get up and do acts and things, and it's really funny. And it was, of course, we saw some talent. It was just incredible. I couldn't believe it. But Miles O'Brien, was it his wife? And his wife were the co-hosts. And, you know, you can't help but like Miles O'Brien. I like Miles O'Brien. I like Darren Kagan. But these two examples that Steve Weiss just sent in, I mean, why do that? Why do you newsreaders and anchor people and high-paid CNN people who are on camera, who do have an effect on what people think, why do you do this? Why do you do this? Oh, well. Something from Greg Palast here to share with you very quickly. Something funny. Prostitutes with AIDS are going to seduce Republican visitors. That's from the Republican National Committee website. And Palast took it off and sent it in here. So I got to share it with you. And your phone call. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Network. Radio Network.
Control the flow. More when we return.
Gotta go.
Television watching teaches the same lesson, how to watch without passion, without compassion, without any emotion, as if we all been drugged.
Got news goop.
What we need to know.
News goop.
What we want to know.
Got news goop.
What we think we know.
Got remote control to choose the show. What the ball we watch, so let me know.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss The Revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
I glance at the headlines just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And the most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. All right, Greg Palast sent this out to a lot of people, but he also sent it to me. He says, I couldn't make this up. Direct from the Republican National Committee website. Here it is. Next week, people who hate Republicans plan to release swarms of mice in New York City to terrorize delegates to the Republican National Convention. Republican haters plan on dressing up as Republican National Committee volunteers and giving false directions to little blue hair ladies from Kansas, sending them into the sectors of New York City that are unfit for human habitation. They plan on throwing pies and Lord knows what else at Republican visitors to the city. Prostitutes with AIDS plan to seduce Republican visitors and discourage the use of condoms. Is that really from the Republican National Committee website? Does anybody know? Or was Greg tricked? It sounds like something that would be from Republicans, you know, going to seduce the poor, helpless Republicans, prostitutes with AIDS, yeah, and talk them into not using condoms. Ooh, okay. Is that what's going to happen? Oh, my goodness. Is that hard to do to a Republican? You know, I said my good friend, the hooker, Dolores French, who I guess she's retired now, right, Kathy? But she has said... You know, that the biggest day for hookers back in the day when she was working was when the Southern Baptist Convention would come to Atlanta. I also have friends in the hotel industry say, well, it's not just hookers. You ought to see how the rental rates go up on the porn flicks. Oh, jeez. Oh, well. They plan on throwing pies and Lord knows what else at Republican visitors to the city. Oh, poor Republicans. I don't think New Yorkers are going to hurt you. I don't know. I might be wrong. This from the AP, 71% of the city's registered voters think protesters should be allowed to demonstrate in Central Park during the convention. And 11% plan to go to a demonstration themselves, according to a poll released today. Most New Yorkers, 81%, approve of lawful demonstrations during the convention, and 68% approve of nonviolent civil disobedience. This is a Quinnipiac University poll, a very a reliable poll, usually. Nearly all New Yorkers disapprove of violent protests, according to the poll. Uh, The director of the Polling Institute said lawful demonstrations, even nonviolent civil disobedience, are a time-honored tradition and still widely supported, but 19 out of 20 New Yorkers draw the line at violence. Two-thirds think the convention and the protests surrounding it will cause major disruptions, but just 10% plan to leave during the event, you know, leave the city. New Yorkers were split on whether the convention would be good for the city. 30% saying it would be, 33% saying it would not be, 33% saying it won't make any difference. Isn't that New York? Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know. As for Bush, 70% said they disapproved of the job he's doing, 25% approved. Well, of course, New Yorkers support, so do most thinking people, support the right of protesters to nonviolently demonstrate their contempt, disgust, disapproval with, toward, at this crime family that now runs this country. And then this, and then back to your calls. This is from Financial Times. Republican fundraisers on Wall Street are holding the purse strings a little bit tight on Bush. Most Republicans on Wall Street would like to see Bush out of there. The banking industry, the international money funds, the fund managers, the financial industry loved Bill Clinton. They'll love John Kerry too, because as we've said before, these are not real Democrats. These are people. I'd vote for Clinton twice, and we'll vote for Clinton again. I'd vote for Clinton every 4 years for as long as he and I were alive. But I don't delude myself into thinking he's a Democrat. He's not. He's not. Neither is Kerry, and that's okay with me. But the people with the money on Wall Street, they understand that too, to a greater degree than I do. Some leading fundraisers of Mr. Bush's re-election bid have stopped active campaigning, and others privately voice reservations. The New York financial community is expected to give the Republicans a lavish welcome when the president's party arrives for its national convention next week. Wall Street has been a big contributor to Mr. Bush's record-breaking re-election fund, but one senior Wall Street figure once talked of as a possible Bush cabinet member said that he and other prominent Republicans had been raising money with increasing reluctance. He cited foreign policy and the ballooning federal deficit as Wall Street Republicans' main concern. They're backing away from Bush, he said. And it goes on. Well, sure. Why would the financial industry, As predatory as it is, as not wanting regulations as it doesn't, as believing in laissez-faire capitalism as it sees as gospel, why would these people want someone like Bush in office? Someone who screws up international markets with his terroristic acts against other countries, with his warlike rhetoric that riles international financial markets. Wall Street doesn't want that. They want things calmed down. They like a nice, stable, right-wing military dictatorship in every country where the people are, you know, they've got their health care and they've got their jobs and they can buy a little house and they can drive a little a car and, you know. But they want it stable. Bush equals instability. And then there's this debacle at home, this financial pile of horse manure that Bush has created in this country. Interest rates at what were they down to, Kathy? 1%? Who in the hell makes money on 1%? Who? Nobody? So yeah, the Republicans in the financial markets would like to see Mr. Bush go back to cutting brush at Prairie Chapel or running a baseball team or, you know, go look for oil with the Bin Laden family or something, but get him out of the White House. That's what they're he's toast. Randy Rhodes is right. Kerry in a landslide. I'm Mike Malloy. Back in a few minutes. This is Air America Radio Network.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The revolution starts now.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Protesters in the park, an anti-war group saying today, protesters could still gather in New York Central Park on the eve of the Republican National Convention on Sunday. Despite a judge's ruling, it may not stage a rally there. United for Peace and Justice say Jesse Jackson, Michael Moore, and actor Danny Glover will be joining the march as well. A second group, the Anti-War Answer Coalition, which saw its appeal to stage a rally in Central Park on Saturday, rejected in a federal court earlier this week, said it's begun handing out flyers informing protesters of their right to congregate in Central Park. Meanwhile, a group of AIDS activists stripped naked in front of the convention site, demanding President Bush make good on his promise to help HIV-positive people in the world's poorest countries. Police arrested 11 people. A second federal judge has now rejected the partial birth abortion ban law. A judge in New York found that ban to be unconstitutional, the same conclusion reached by a judge in San Francisco earlier. Democrats are blaming Bush policies for new poverty and health care numbers. A Census Bureau analyst says new statistics on poverty and health care are typical for a post-recession period when job uncertainty lingers, but Democrats say those numbers are proof that Bush economic policies have failed. The Census Bureau today reported the number of Americans living in poverty grew last year by 1.3 million. The figures also show the number of people without health insurance grew by 1.4 million. John Kerry saying those numbers show how American families are falling even further behind under George Bush's watch. President Bush's re-election campaign refused a request by the U.S. Olympic Committee to pull a television ad that mentions the Olympics. Bush campaign spokesman Scott Stanzel saying the ads will continue to air through Sunday, the final day of the Athens Olympic Games. He says we're on firm legal ground to mention the Olympics to make a factual point in a political ad. But the U.S. Olympic Committee asked the Bush campaign to pull the ads, and the ad shows a swimmer and flags of Iraq and Afghanistan. Some of the players on the Iraqi Olympic soccer team complained about the ad, and the International Olympic Committee and the USOC have the authority to regulate the use of anything involving the Olympics. The Norwegian IOC representative said, "We own the rights to the Olympic name, and no one has asked us to use it." An act of Congress, last revised in 1999, grants the U.S. Olympic Committee exclusive rights to use such terms as Olympic or Olympiad, and it specifically says the organization shall be non-political and may not promote the candidacy of an individual seeking public office. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Hey, it's Liz Winstead. Join me and some very funny people at Town Hall on September 4th at 8 p.m. as Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of political humor. I'll be there with Janine Garofalo, Will Durst, Eugene Merman, Todd Berry, Ward Sutton, and other friends. So be at Town Hall September 4th at 8 for Mother Jones Magazine's The State of the Union, an evening of political humor. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster at Ticketmaster.com or call 212-840-2824 for ticket info. You'll laugh until you cry.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, this is Al Franken Friday on the Al Franken Show. Avast me hearties. Pirate take me back. And here's the secret. It's a rerun. You've got a problem with it? You listen, rerun or no rerun, damn your eyes or I'll run you through. Better yet, I'll rerun you through. Rerun you through, did you hear that?
Al Franken and Zachary Lanford on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6 past the hour. Yeah, okay. It's the mystery solved about the Greg Palast thing and the Republican National Committee. It's from the union leader, the New Hampshire union leader. Somebody named Bernadette Malone wrote a column, and the RNC linked to it, and then Palast found it. I've got to share some of this with you. Be patient with me here. This is what she wrote. Listen to this.
Next week, people who hate Republicans plan to release swarms of mice in New York City to terrorize delegates to the National Republican Convention. They plan on dressing up as RNC volunteers and giving false directions, blah, blah, blah. They plan on throwing pies and Lord knows what else to Republican visitors. Prostitutes with AIDS plan to seduce, blah, 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 blah. New York City is a place renowned for coddling no one, tourists, babies, old people, and yet its new mayor, a Boston transplant, plans to coddle these junior terrorists. The New York Times reported Wednesday that Mayor Michael Bloomberg will be issuing buttons that read, "Peaceful Political Activist," which will entitle the bearer to discounts at the Bronx Zoo, of the Museum of Sex, Applebee's, plays such as Mamma Mia and Naked Boy Singing, and other random entertainment venues. By wearing these buttons and obtaining these nifty little discounts, the mice releasers, the pie throwers, the AIDS spreaders are entering into an implicit agreement with the rest of society, which is, give me $5 off a chicken entree at Applebee's and I promise not to terrorize you. That ought to work. Not. Perhaps the Department of Homeland Security should hand out buttons at the convention that say, peaceful Islamic radical.
all the scary-looking guys with fertilizer on their shoes and wires coming out of their pockets and duct tape visible under their shirts can walk around with these buttons enjoying nice-priced margaritas and reduced-admission live sex shows before they blow up Madison Square Garden. Mayor Bloomberg overlooks this basic truth. The kind of protester who is going to report to headquarters to pick up a button and who is dorky enough to wear the button is not vicious enough to release rodents or toss urine on well-groomed Republican men and women in golf shirts and khaki pants. Bloomberg mistakenly thinks he can engage the protester terrorists in rational discourse, encouraging them to speak their mind in an orderly way and rewarding them if they do. Perhaps because he is a New Englander, he has faith that cool dispositions and dialogue between opponents can work. New York City just doesn't do political civility well. I know. I was born and raised there. New Yorkers understand one thing, strength. That's why Rudy Giuliani, a New York native, did so well as mayor. He flexed his muscles early. He arrested petty criminals. He turned a deaf ear to cries that he was violating the civil rights of squeegee men and other vagrants who terrorize residents and tourists. He didn't try to make nice with them. Did he go to excess? Well, probably. But because of his successes, New York City is at least a destination worth considering again. For Republican delegates and families. David Dinkins, Giuliani's predecessor, and another native tried to make nice with the enemy. He let the 1991 Crown Heights riot rage between blacks and Jews for 3 days so people could express their feelings without the oppressive crush of the police state. God. Protesters are complaining already that the FBI is visiting them and sowing intimidation. Who cares? As long as they're not planning to break the law, protesters should have no reason to fear inquiries from law enforcement officials. Bloomberg is calling for a sensitive war on protester terrorists, the way John Kerry is naively calling for a more sensitive war on international terrorists. Instead of manufacturing smiley face buttons to pin on potentially unruly protesters, Bloomberg should be manufacturing plastic handcuffs. Is this a sick broad or what? Can you imagine this? What is she? Is she pissed off because I don't know why? Why? What's with this? This is a Manchester Union leader. That makes sense. But oh my God, Bernadette Malone! I have to go kill myself now because she's Irish, like I am. I do. I'm going to have to open up my throat. From the outside, just rip it, reach in, rip out my voice box, and bleed to death. I don't want to be associated with some Irish freak that talks this way. Is this woman on acid? She makes the protesters sound like actors in a Three Stooges movie, doesn't she? They're going to throw piss on everybody. Ow! Nasty, nasty. They're going to throw pies. Makes you wonder what's in the pies, and they're gonna release mice. Watch out, watch out, watch out, Republicans. You're going to be attacked with pies and mice. And this wasn't written tongue-in-cheek. Then the RNC, RNC puts this at their website. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I'm trying to be cool because of the conversation I have with Gail in New Jersey. But I'll tell you what, if I said tonight how much I hate these people. Have I said it yet tonight? I haven't. I hate these people! Somebody give me a pie. I want some mice. You know, I want to do what Abby Hoffman talked about, you know, 1,000 years ago. I would like somehow to get some really, really intense LSD and into the bottled water these people are going to drink, because they're not going to drink New York water. It'll terrify the hell out of them. You imagine some Republican from Oklahoma drinking New York tap water? Not going to happen. John wrote this in. Mike, have you noticed that both the RNC and the DNC websites prominently feature John Kerry? More than anyone else, you'd think the RNC would be trying to tout their own candidate if they had one worth touting. Both the Republican website and georgewbush.com have a Kerry bashing section on their site, while John Kerry's website simply promotes his own platform. Is it, or it is refreshing to see a candidate run a clean campaign, is it not? Do you see the Democratic side of the campaign taking low blows closer to the election date, or do you foresee the DNC continuing to take the high road for the duration of the campaign as the RNC and Bush campaign continue to throw rocks in their isolated glass house? I don't know. I think I would tend to believe that the Kerry campaign is going to continue to maintain the high road for a number of reasons, not the least of which are the fence-sitters and the undecideds who could tilt either way, and maybe more importantly because John Kerry is a decent human being and George Bush is a punk and a liar and a cheat and a sneak. And did I leave out? I'd like to just, you know, but I can't. It's family radio. I just wish George would go Cheney himself. You know what I'm saying? But Kerry is an honorable man. I don't care how you cut it. I don't care what part of his life you look. Oh, he's been divorced. Yeah, he has. That's right. He's been divorced. Well, he's a Catholic for. Yeah, he's a Catholic pro-choice. Blah, 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 blah. He's an honorable man. If nothing else, he's an honorable man. He did what he was. His country told him to do in the 60s. I know he enlisted, but he did what the country told him. He went and killed gooks. Right? You know what they were? The gooks? Slopes, dinks, eh? And then he realized what he was doing. He realized he was killing human beings. And he came back and tried to raise the consciousness level in this country. He's an honorable man. He's a good man. He's a decent man. He is running as a Democrat. And for that reason, I'll vote for him. And I'm not trying to diminish. I couldn't. I'm not trying to diminish John Kerry when I say he's not a Democrat. Come on, he's not. And that's okay. In this instance, it's okay. Neither was Clinton. Neither was Gore. Dennis Kucinich is a Democrat. You can make the case that Howard Dean was a Democrat, but, you know, or is a Democrat. But that's okay. That's okay. All right. Tom is calling from Chicago. Tom, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
By the way, that book is What Liberal Media? Not What Left-Wing Media. Anyway, I just want to join the litany of people who are economically strapped. I am a commercial artist in Chicago, and I never had it so good under Clinton, and I never had it so bad under Bush.
I hear you.
Things have steadily declined for me in the past 4 years.
Hey, can I get you to hold on, Tom?
Sure.
Okay, and I'll come right back. I know you've been holding on since God was a teenager. We'll come right back after this break. We're talking with Tom in Chicago, and we're going to take your call and stick around because I'm not going to pontificate and go on and all this other crap anymore tonight. I want to hear what you folks got to say, and so does the audience. People get tired of hearing me. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
What is the State of the Union? Well, go to Town Hall September 4th at 8 p.m. to find out as Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of political humor, featuring Janine Garofalo.
You are what you see. You are what you read. If you are a Fox fanatic, you suffer from junk brain, from the junk that's going in. The more you watch Fox, the wronger you become. That is a fact.
Liz Winstead.
The interest groups have the final say. The Christian right seem to be running the country. And P.S., they're neither Christian nor right, these people.
Will Durst.
And it's not our fault we're getting the mixed messages, man. It's the government, it's the media, everybody. Supreme Court knocked down medical marijuana. They said they were worried about medical marijuana's long-term effects on the terminally ill.
Also appearing, Eugene Merman, Ward Sutton, Todd Berry, and friends. Tickets for Mother Jones Magazine, The State of the Union, an evening of political humor, are available through Ticketmaster at Ticketmaster.com or call 212-840-2824 for ticket info. See you at Town Hall September 4th at 8 p.m.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month, so listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Crickets in Georgia regarding the Manchester Union leader story about releasing mice to strike terror into the hearts of the Republican delegates. Wear Mickey Mouse ears. Forget the buttons, just wear the ears. If they're going to throw this foolish propaganda around, there's only one thing to do: mock them. That's cool, Crickets. I like that. If all the protesters have 260,000 demonstrators plus 500,000 backup, all wearing Mickey Mouse ears. Huh? Da da da. Remember the last scene in, Full Metal Jacket, remember? Where they're singing M.I.C. K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E, Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse, forever let us hold our banners higher, 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 higher. M-I-C, K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Where are the protesters supposed to get the mice? In this woman's twisted universe, is there a mice store? But anyway, back to where were we? Where's Tom? Tom in Chicago. What the hell happened to Tom? Well, Tom's gone. All right. Bob is calling from Miami. Bob, welcome to the program.
Well, Mike, this is a very entertaining show tonight.
You want to sing along? What's the first couple of lines? Kathy, what's the first couple of lines of the Mickey Mouse song? Who's the greatest in the... Do you know how it starts? I don't know. Do you know how it starts, Bob?
No. I tell you what, I went to Disney World and I got such a big kick out of it, but I guess it's been a few years since I've been there. I guess I forgot about it now.
Yeah, I have too. Oh, well.
Again, your show is extremely entertaining tonight. One of the things I'd like to mention, though, you know, Ross Perot said something very plain a few years ago when he was running for office. And he said, just wait until that giant sucking sound comes when you put NAFTA in there.
Right.
And believe it or not, it's exactly what's happened. You know, we've got this thing with NAFTA. It's totally out of whack. There's so many people out of work down here in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's affected is tremendous in South Florida here is all this litigation against these companies. And they've all moved down to Central and South America. And they're doing the manufacturing in other countries now. And this litigation against American companies is totally something counterproductive. And I'm hoping somewhere along the line people realize that more of these lawsuits keep on going. The only thing they're doing is making the lawyers rich. But every time a company gets sued, they get, again, there's all kinds of lawsuits against these people.
Right.
And they're trying to get jobs. I know I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce over here. And we've had something like 37 companies in the last 2 years leave our area and do their manufacturing down in South America, Central America.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have gone so far as to do it over in China.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so sad because, you know, it's a disgrace to see, you know, Americans lose their jobs. And now and all these computer companies now are all centered over in India. And you know, a lot of this started again with NAFTA, and this was something that Ross Perot, remember, he spoke out so plain in this thing.
Oh, I know. NAFTA, you know, see, I believe globalization would work, but not as a vehicle for predatory capitalism. This is where I think Clinton and Gore and all the people who backed NAFTA and globalization got it wrong, and the protesters got it right. If there were, you know, if the wage laws were similar in the so-called developed and underdeveloped countries, if the environmental protection laws were the same, if there was decency, justice, and honor and ethics among corporations where you wouldn't move your business offshore strictly to reduce your outlay for labor by 95%. You know, globalization would work. I believe globalization is a good idea. I don't believe that we should have countries. I believe that you know, we're human beings, for God's sake. There shouldn't be China and Uruguay and France. There should just be people. You know what I'm saying? We're so beyond that. Didn't we demonstrate in the 20th century, the bloodiest century in the history of the human race, that nationalism is the quickest way to extinguish all of us? So, you know, I believe in globalization, Bob, but I believe in the theories behind something like NAFTA, but it, only if it's done right, so that a worker in Mexico can make $23 an hour like a worker in Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that would, you know, the unfortunate part about it is that we're not in control of any part. I mean, the Federal Reserve System is not owned by the federal government. It's a private corporation that's operating in the country. So we have no control over that. We have no control over our government because it basically, and let's face it, the lawyers in this country have got a stranglehold on every single citizen, the average family, the average company is one frivolous lawsuit away from bankruptcy. And your system of justice in the United States is you're innocent until proven broke.
Yeah.
And so we have no real control of everything. And, you know, believe it or not, James Madison, our founding father, mentioned something very plainly. He talked about same hands control. And he said something very plain in the Federalist Paper number 46 and 47 and 48. He said, if the effective control of all three separate branches of government get under the same hands control, then we will have tyranny and oppression, and there will be nothing in the system to correct the problem. In other words, you can't go to the Nazi Party and say you're killing Jews because that was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the slave owners and saying you're abusing slaves. That was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the Ku Klux Klan and saying you're abusing the blacks because that's their purpose. No, can you go to our corrupt court systems and saying we're getting abused in the system because that's their purpose? The lawyers have taken over same hands control of every branch of government. We have no control. I mean, it's something very sad. But right now, I think the Department of Election took out a report last year, and it pointed out that less than 20% of the people in this country ever go out and vote on a regular basis.
Yeah.
The Department of Election took surveys all across the country and asked people, why don't you go out and vote? I mean, the precincts in your neighborhood, the precincts are open from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. People give you free transportation to and from the polls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the candidates are well been publicized and that sort of thing. And the people just, like, turned off of the system. They said it's like replacing Al Capone with Bugs Malone. In other words, one set of crooks and another set of crooks.
I got you, Bob. I got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
If you have a chance to look at our website, it's called constitutionalguardian.com, Mike.
Constitutionalguardian.com.
Right.
Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Let me just say, I don't have anything against lawyers. I know there's evil lawyers. There's evil talk show hosts. There's evil physicians. It's just, I think the point Bob was making, nature abhors a vacuum. So does the law. So does the law. And if Congress doesn't act, the lawyers will step in.
We've all been there at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. Full information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
The Republicans keep trying to smear Kerry's military record. But hey, what about this utterly spineless president and his obvious lack of military backbone? Join me, Mike Papantonio, and Bobby Kennedy Saturday on Ring of Fire. We'll be here with Ian Williams, author of a new book about Bush called Deserter. We'll also talk with one of the pilots who say, no, absolutely, W never showed up at the National Guard base in Alabama where he says he did. That's all on Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio.
Oh,
you're paying taxes, you're going to have tax relief. The government ought not to pay favorites. Seems to make a fair way to me to make policy.
Well, it would to you. All right, before we go back, we got Tom in Chicago back. Okay, we'll go back to... Okay, a couple of people have sent this in. Thanks, everybody. Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me? MICKEYMOUSE. Come along and sing our song and join the jamboree. MICKEYMOUSE. See, I can't hear that anymore. That's right out of my childhood. Well, not my childhood. My adolescence. Well, not my adolescence. I was married and had three kids by the time the Mickey Mouse Club came along. But it's from way back there somewhere. But I can't, you know, now it just reminds me of the end of Full Metal Jacket. That's all it does for me. Michael Devine sent that in. Thanks, Michael. The new Democratic battle cry is what, Kathy? Open your mic. You can talk on the air.
MICKEYMOUSE. Protesters armed with mice and pies are coming to New York. It's Fear Factor.
Yeah, it is indeed. All right, Tom, who called in from Chicago and then just kind of disappeared into the cyberspace here. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks. I got cut off, but
yeah, that's
I'm
okay.
Back.
Yeah, you're back. Go ahead.
I cannot express the level of fury when I hear that chimp in the White House go on about how good things are. As I said, things have been on a steady decline since he's been in office. To a man, when I talk to people in my business, they say things are abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
Clients have outsourced. Clients have gone out of business. Clients have cut back on their budgets.
How do you outsource graphic design? I don't get that. That's like outsourcing, this is a stretch, but outsourcing any art. Well, I can't afford Michelangelo. Here, let me send it over here to Poland. They'll do something.
Well, I'll give you an example. I worked for the Bradford Exchange, and they were my bread and butter client. And I would do drawings, designs for them, and all of a sudden I stopped hearing from them. And I thought, geez, I must have, you know, peed them off or something. And I started calling them. I said, what's going on? And I had to hear it from other designers. They said they're not using American artists anymore. They're outsourcing to China to get their drawings because they can get it cheaper. And I hadn't raised my rates with them in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going cheaper now from China.
So what are you going to do?
I work 16 hours a day to try and make ends meet. My savings is diminished to almost nothing. I'm trying to get back into teaching, but that's locked up tighter than a drum. I'm just trying to figure out all these creative ways to make ends meet. Cutting back. I didn't think I'd have to cut back as much as I've cut back, but I'm cutting back more. But, you know, that's just not me. I see, and we're talking about Chicago, some mining town in Pennsylvania.
Right.
See storefronts closing down, places that I've been going to for years closing down left and right.
What neighborhood do you live in, Tom?
I live on the north side around Ravenswood.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
It's a great area, and... I'm speechless as to to what this guy has done, what these people have done. I just wanted to vent to the
nation. I hear you loud and clear, and I think so many people can talk about their experience here in the Bush years, kind of like you have. I know it was really a brick wall. For Kathy and me, when we found out on roughly the same week that A, we were pregnant, and B, we had about 2 months and then our job was going to disappear, it can be scary stuff.
Yeah.
And but it's amazing to me that somebody who works in graphic design is being undercut by companies sending graphic design work overseas or anywhere. I don't care what it is. If it's somebody who makes Buicks, you know, and they close the parts for Buicks, and they close the factories and move them overseas. I still have family in Toledo, Ohio, which is firmly in the Rust Belt, And I know the Toledo, Ohio boosters will say, oh, hey, don't say that. But job after job after job in manufacturing, Toledo was a feeder city for the auto industry, for Detroit. But so much of it has been outsourced to Mexico and now China. And it's heartbreaking. And to hear your story is heartbreaking. You know, you're obviously a talented guy, you know, somebody who's worked, I'm sure, all of your life. And here you sit. I wish I knew what the answer was. Maybe the answer...
If you got any people out there looking for artists, they can go to GianniArt.com.
What is it?
GianniArt.com.
Spell it.
G-I-A-N-N-I-A-R-T. Gianni is my last name.
GianniArt.com.
All right. And then GianniArt.com/storybook.
Okay.
Those are my websites.
Okay. All right. I've got a couple of artists who listen to this program. Jenny Bean, who is a mad woman in the attic, in New Hampshire, and you. There's several. Listen, I wish you the best. Tom, thanks for calling back. Thanks for checking in. And take care, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. I hate stuff like that. I just, you know, I do. So common now, isn't it? Joe is calling from Iowa. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I've been listening to you for a long time, ever since I got Sirius. I want to thank Sirius and you for keeping us on top of the... what's going on in the world.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to say one thing. There won't be any mice released at the Republican National Convention, just a bunch of 200-pound rats.
You
like that? I love it.
That'll work. That'll work.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I think all of us out here, a lot of us listening, we realize how our country's been stolen from us. But I just want to give a shout-out to everybody to realize that we are all activists. Not just you. We are all activists, and it is our duty.
Sure.
I don't care if you're standing at the gas station, the buffet line, the hairstylist, whatever. It is time to bring up the conversation to strangers, and let's start the fight now, now to Election Day. Let's get rid of these people.
I couldn't agree more, and like I say, I always lean on my brother-in-law, and I probably shouldn't, but you know, this is a guy with a Navy lieutenant, a Republican, independent small business owner, worked his ass off all of his life. So does my sister. They've worked very, very hard. And you know, last time we were up there, sadly, it was for, my mother passed away. But I asked him, you know, and I found out. My sister said, you know, he's just turned very anti-Bush. And I said, well, when did you decide you're not a Republican anymore? And he looked at me and said, I'm still a Republican. He said, I'm not going to change my party affiliation, but Bush is just driving this country into the ground. And he said, I'm going to vote for Kerry. And it's been a long time since he voted for a Democrat, but he's going to do it. And I understand that now. I understand how people can maintain their party philosophy, if it's Republican or independent or green or whatever it is right now, and still vote against I have to say my vote is going to be a reactive vote this year. It's going to be a protest vote.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, maybe there's some suggestions for people. It's like if you're standing in a buffet line, you turn to the person behind you and you go, wow, what do you think of this war? And you'll find out in about 1 second if they're Republican or Democrat.
Yeah.
And then if you know your facts, you can show them the light. You can plant that seed that's necessary to get them to vote for Kerry. Because, I mean, we are standing on the ledge. And if we don't get these people out... They're criminals. Like, say, how do you spell criminal? It's B-U-S-H.
Boy, is that the truth. Hey, Joe, good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in, pal. I hope you call again.
Yeah, it's my first time calling, and thanks, Sirius, and thank Air America.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your call very much. Okay, now it's in my head. Now it's in my head, and I don't know how in the hell I'm going to get it out. Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me? M-I-C. K-E-Y. M-O-U-S-E, Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse. What's the name of the actor who was also the narrator in Full Metal Jacket? You know, the main character in both movies. There's two movies. Full Metal Jacket is two movies. Who is it, Kathy? Matthew Modine. Voice of God just spoke in my headphones. Matthew Modine. That's such an incredible movie. Come along and sing a song and join the jamboree. It happens. Chris is calling from Manhattan. Chris, welcome to the program.
Been on hold, but I want to talk to you about Bush and Booker Elementary.
All right,
have
do
a serious
it.
Conversation about that. The thing is, people don't seem to realize that he knew about the first plane before actually going into the classroom. And the fact that he sat there not only for 5 minutes, but he actually waited till they wrote him a speech and then came on 27 minutes after 9 and gave the speech to the world, starting the so-called war on terror, as he likes to call it. And then the attack hits the Pentagon, and then he orders planes to get shot down. Now, if that's not negligence, criminal negligence on film, I don't know what is.
Well, that would explain, you know, his big lie, his psychopathic statement that, yeah, I saw the first plane fly into the Trade Center, saw it on television. If he did, he's the only human being on Earth who saw the first plane fly into the Trade Towers on television. But you're right. It was whispered in his ear, guess what, George? It's happened. They've hit the Trade Tower. And then the second one occurred. And you know, yeah, will this ever come out, Chris? Will the American public ever know just what these bastards did to this country? I don't know.
Well, I got to say, I mean, look, I've been looking at this for a while, and I see it, and I come from another country, and I see corruption in government every day, and it happens here. But the fact is, this video is floating around online. People should really be able to see this in full. I mean, this is a damning indictment, yeah. Beyond damning. And people really need to know what you're voting for. You're voting for a guy who won't keep you safe. It's basically that, or a guy who actually already saved a man's life, you know? And it's absolutely incredible how people are just complacent and willfully, blissfully ignorant about not knowing this.
Well, your point is right on, that a vote for Bush is a vote for continued terror. Very dangerous for not just Americans, but damn near everybody else on the planet. It's just astonishing. It's astonishing what the negativity, the damage that a vote for Bush would accomplish. You know, it's just horrifying. Chris, I'm glad you called in.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for what you do.
All right, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you. And sorry for all the time you're on hold there. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. You gotta turn on the heat. You gotta make a fight to Crawford and buy the front row seat. Because W's got a mission. W's got a plan.
Are you short on cash in these troubled times? Or perhaps you want to pay off some old bills that are piling up? Well, you can. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Service, high on the 76th floor in the Empire State Building, will buy your unused and unwanted diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices. Empire will evaluate your diamond and gold jewelry at no cost. And if you decide to sell, you'll walk out with the highest cash prices paid in over 60 years. You always feel at ease in Empire's friendly office. Empire's customers are treated like family and friends. You'll be waited on in a private office with no sales pressure. The decision to sell is strictly yours. Empire will never try to trap you by asking, how much do you want for your diamond and gold jewelry? Empire tells you the price. It's unethical to ask. An honest jeweler will tell you what he can pay without backing you into a corner. Sell your diamond and gold jewelry and silverware at the highest cash prices today so you can have available funds for your necessities. Empire Diamond and Gold Buying Services, 76th floor, Empire State Building, 5th Avenue at 34th Street.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Are you
you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Just a quick note. Program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. The fabulous Carmen Shamwell, Queen of Air America Radio, screened your calls. Well, that's what it says here. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Ben Birch, thanks, at WhiteRoseSociety.org, who archives the program. Check it out. And also go to our home base, AirAmericaRadio.com. Check that out, too, where there's a link to my website. So thanks, everybody, who put the program together tonight. I appreciate it. Ron is calling from Sacramento. Ron, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good second. I would, you know, a response to people that are at this late date would still contemplate voting for Bush. You could say that a vote for Bush is a vote to further backstab what's left of the U.S. military and a vote to support this fake, fraud, counterfeit he's a counterfeit conservative, a counterfeit Republican, a counterfeit Christian, and I think an American in name only. This is a total cowardly douchebag. You know, one of the funniest things about this whole thing, in a weird way, is that this thin-skinned douchebag, unlike Senator Kerry, who has...
Ron, just for the sake of the children listening, can you use a term other than douchebag, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
He cannot... He cannot have a normal American-style rally.
Like maybe gut bucket or something like that.
People come in there. They have to screen the people, question them. One guy got in, they questioned him, and he lost his job. You know, this is a throwback to the Soviet Union. I think, let me say this, the Secret Service should be called the Secret Diaper Service for this. In other words, baby can't handle the questions. Baby's had three national... primetime press conferences in 4 years. You know, baby won't go to the funerals of the service people he puts in harm's way, and the media forms a firewall around baby. Have you noticed, Mike, that Bruce Dumont out of Chicago is now doing the full royal bend over for the Republicans and for the Bush wing, and it's 2 hours of Republican, the whole thing. And these Swift Boat phonies
right.
are obviously doing Rove's work, and the idea is to drag Senator Kerry down to the level of this snake, and I hope the response in November 2 is shove it, in the immortal words of Therese Heinz Kerry, shove it, Bush.
I hear you. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate your passion. Thanks for checking in, pal. Gosh, we're just almost out of time. Jack in Mississippi. Go ahead. Give it a quick shot, Jack. Thanks for holding on.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mike, I really enjoy your show. I wish there were many more like you. I wanted to talk about the military spending of Reagan and Bush, and it seems like that the Republicans get in there, and we go, well, Democrats get in there, and we go two steps forwards, Republicans get in, and we go two steps backwards.
Yeah.
Deficit spending and military spending, Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex.
Yes,
I just wonder, could this be considered some sort of national socialism? You mentioned nationalism earlier, for the Republican Party, because they get in, they spend all this money, and it seems like conservatives and those type of people are the ones that benefit the most from it.
And the rest of us
just fall by the wayside.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. We have enough weaponry already on hand to wipe out the planet 10 trillion times over. We don't need new stuff. National socialism, I think that's a good way to put it, Jack.
Well, isn't that what the Nazis did?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it
is. Don't we learn anything from our history?
This is the United States of America, Jack. We're not the brightest people on the planet, you know? We just aren't. Even when we have a real war hero like Dwight Eisenhower warn us after he serves 8 years in the White House, he warns us as he leaves office, beware of the military-industrial complex. We still don't get it. You know, we still don't get it. So,
well, could it be that Republicans who have these jobs, these political patronage jobs, are fearful that they're going to lose their jobs if they don't vote for these type of people?
Well, when you have people who have to sign loyalty oaths just to get into a damn political rally, I would imagine if you work for these thugs and don't support them, yeah, probably a pretty good chance that you would lose your job.
And they wonder why we have questions about the military.
I hear that. I hear that. Well, I hope, I know Mississippi is Mississippi, man. I live in Georgia. So I hope that come November 2nd, you're going to carry a couple people with you to the polls.
Well, I'll do everything I can.
Yeah, I will too.
I'm a lonely liberal down here, pretty much.
yeah. It's bad enough being a liberal in Georgia. You really have nerve being a liberal.
And I'm a Catholic too. So.
And you're Catholic too.
Oh yeah.
Oh dear God, Jack, watch your back. All right. Watch your back, Jack.
All right, I'll be listening to your show. I wish there were more like you, though. I really do.
Someday, you know, you never know. Jack, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
A liberal Catholic in Mississippi. Ooh, Lord. Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me? MICKEYMOUSE. Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse. Forever let us hold our banners higher, higher, higher. Come along and sing our song and join the jamboree. MICKEY. Well, if I'm going to suffer, so is everybody else. Now, try to get that out of your head. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'd be happy just to get out of my headphones.
Jeff is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Jeff, I hate to do this to you, man. You have a very little time, but I'll take you first out of the box tomorrow night if you're there. Welcome,
okay.
Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Okay, well, thanks. Glad to be on the air. You got an interesting show.
Yes, sir.
And it'll probably take me the rest of the night to get that song out of my head now.
Hey, I love Columbus, Ohio. You live in a great city.
Yeah, it is. It's a good place to live.
It is a really nice. I have a nephew who lives there. Works for Kroger's. Works in the warehouse division at Kroger. That's a big city. That's a big Kroger city, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He's probably making a lot less money today than he was 4 years ago, though.
What's your read on Bush in Ohio? Which way is Ohio going to go? Ohio's lost so damn many jobs. It's just a mess up there.
You know, as it gets closer to the election, I hear more and more about more and more people are moving towards Kerry, and it's nice to see all the Kerry stickers I'm starting to see.
Yeah.
I've got some relatives who are diehard Republican, conservative, religious right-wing people, and they're having a hard time letting go of it, and they just want to make excuses for him.
Yeah.
And they keep calling Carrie names and things. But
addictions are hard to break. They really are.
Yeah.
Jeff, I've got to leave it there, but call in again. I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to listen to you tonight, but we'll do it. We'll do it again, okay?
Oh, I'll give you a call back.
All right, sir. Thanks. Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me? M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E, Mickey Mouse. Hey, thanks, everybody, for participating tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night for sure, same time, same station. Be safe. Take care. This is Air America Radio Network. I'm Mike Malloy. Come along and sing our song and join the jamboree. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse!
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The Iraqi government has accepted a deal to end the violence in the holy city of Najaf. The agreement was brokered by Iraq's most revered Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. Through a translator, Iraq's Minister of State says militants holed up in the Iman Ali Mosque would be allowed to disarm, leave the city, and become a political group.
These talks have been presented to us, and we have accepted them with open arms and welcoming hearts to the solution of peace.
He also said U.S.-led troops would withdraw from the city as soon as they are instructed to do so by the Iraqi prime minister. Arab television reports that militants holding an Italian journalist hostage in Iraq have killed him because Italy failed to meet their demands. On Tuesday, the group calling itself the Islamic Army in Iraq said it was holding Enzo Baldoni and threatened to execute him if Italy didn't pull its troops out of the country within 48 hours. President Bush says he needs 4 more years in the White House to continue work vital to the welfare of the nation. He attended a rally Thursday at Farmington, New Mexico, which he said was a place where, quote, the boots outnumber the suits. The president said Senator Kerry's plan to raise taxes on the rich won't solve any problems.
Promised that and said how he's going to pay for it. Well, he said one thing. He said he's going to tax the rich. You've heard that before.